The sea rats obeyed, dropping down instantly behind trees and bushes. Ranzo lay alongside Big Fang, pale with fright.
Ring Chao's been done for! Who killed him?
Big Fang peered through the mist-shrouded trees.
I don't know, mate, but I'll soon find out. Here, bring up them horse slaves.
Brigadier Time raised himself from the heeling deck to obtain a better shot at the foe beast. He groaned aloud and sat down again.
Oh, dash it! Look what they're up to now!
Clary and Hon Rosie stood up in dismay. Big Fang was approaching with the rest of the sea rats, and they were using Packatug and the wretched ore slaves as a shield in front of them. They stood in a bunch at the woodland fringe on the creek bank. Hon Rosie relaxed her bowstring.
Golly gosh, I say, that sort of thing's not on, you know. Hey there, you bunch of moody old cowards! Come out and fight, beast to beast!
Big Fang prodded Packatug with his cutlass.
Moldy old cowards is better than foolish dead heroes, rabbit. Now what do you say we parley a bit, eh?
Clary switched his whiskers firmly.
We don't parley with the likes of you, bottle-nose. Bottle-nose yourself, rabbit!
Big Fang snatched a spear from Kaibo and hurled it. The spear landed a quivering thud, pinning Clary's paw to the Dark Queen's side. Immediately, Rosie and Time took a chance. Shooting slightly upwards, they sent their arrows over the tops of the ore slaves' heads, wounding Frink and slaying a sea rat named Reekhide. The sea rats broke and ran for cover of the bushes, dragging the ore slaves with them. Hon Rosie acted swiftly. Tugging the spear free, she pulled Clary into the scuppers.
Knew they couldn't kill you, you old pie walloper. Are you hurt?
Clary gritted his teeth, trying hard with one paw to staunch the flow of blood from the other.
That fella's not very good at giving a manicure with a spear, though I think he meant it to be a haircut.
Rosie could see by the tight-drawn expression on Clary's face that he was suffering greatly. She searched her pack for bandages.
Not to worry, you'll soon be right as rain again, old lad.
Time put aside his bow and arrows. Now the confrontation was over.
Well, chaps, it looks like we're stuck aboard this tub until Clary's able to use the old paw again, what?
Out of sight and earshot of the hares, Big Fang was having trouble with his new command. Kaibo had elected himself spokesrat for the rest, and he and Big Fang argued fiercely.
We should have charged them when I flung that spear!
Huh, it gets caught in the water by those two with the bows. Not me, matey. Did you see the Dark Queen? They've crippled her.
I could get her seaworthy and sailing again.
You! All you've done so far, Big Fang, is to get Frink wounded and Reekhide killed. It was foolish chucking that spear. We should have got closer to him. Then we could have done some real damage.
Oh, aye, and what would you have done, scumbags?
Kaibo flung himself on Big Fang. They rolled over and over, grunting and kicking at each other. Big Fang was gaining the upper paw when he tripped and became tangled with the oar slaves. Kaibo quickly sat on his adversary's chest. Pulling out a wicked skinning knife, he pressed the blade across Big Fang's throat. The former leader lay still, knowing that Kaibo had won. Kaibo retained his position, breathing heavily.
Now, you listen to me, Addlebrain. I'm speaking for all of us. See, the Dark Queen scuppered, oars, rudder, and steering wheel gone. Didn't you see? And they've heeled her over. She'll sit on the bottom of that creek like a stone in mud. I'm taking this crew back to Grey Patch. That abbey is the only place where we'll have it safe and easy. He was right. Now you can come peaceable or die here. What's it to be?
Big Fang swallowed, feeling the blade scrape his throat.
You win.
Mother Mellis crept upon Bag and Run the Otter twins, who were hanging perilously over the north ramparts. She seized each one by an ear and pulled them down as they squeaked piteously.
Now then, you two young fiends, what are you up to out here, eh?
Ow! 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 Ow!
Let go! Ow! We were keeping guard, that's all!
Oh, my ear! Somebody's got to watch out for sea rats!
Mellis released them, shooing the delinquent pair down the steps to the abbey lawn.
Run along now. Sea rats would eat two dibbins like you for tea.
Ha! Bet they wouldn't!
We'd make them into sea rat pudding and eat them.
No, you wouldn't. They'd have your tails on toast. Then what would I tell the abbot?
The two small otters shuffled off disgruntled. Flag, the big otter, called along from the west wall to Mellis.
The only tails on toast those scurvy rats will have is their own tails, ma'am. You leave it to me and young Saxtus.
The badger gave a worried frown.
I hope you're right, Flag. They're certain to be back. Sea rats like that lot don't give in easily.
Saxtus, who was on the east wall and within hearing range, called back at the same time as Flag.
And neither do we!